I want to deal with some of the issues that have been brought to my awareness by one of our listeners who wrote me a letter saying that he was a non-Christian for a number of reasons. In fact, he gave me his top 10 reasons for why he is not a Christian. And I felt as I read through those reasons that these are some of the reasons that are commonly cited as opposition to Christ in a Christian worldview. Well, today I want to deal with a reason that finds correspondence in the minds of many skeptics, and that is the Bible is full of contradictions and thus is not a divine work of God. It has to be the ruminations of human beings rather than being uniquely inspired by God. Now, many of the alleged contradictions in the Bibles can be reverted back to what we find in the Gospels. For example, a frequently cited alleged contradiction involves the female discoverers of the empty tomb. According to Matthew, the discoverers were Mary Magdalene and another Mary. If you go to the Gospel of Mark, you'll read that they were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Salome. And then Luke claims that it's Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and then others. And John, if you read the Gospel of John, he focuses solely on Mary Magdalene. Well, to provide a defensible argument against this kind of dogmatic assertion with respect to contradictions, it's helpful to point out that the Gospels are complementary, not contradictory. If John, in the example I just cited, had stipulated that Mary Magdalene was the only female to discover the empty tomb, while the other Gospels claimed that more than one woman was involved, we'd be faced with an obvious contradiction. But that's not what's going on. The complementary details provided by the gospel writers simply serve to flesh out the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey likes to say. Not only that, but credible scholars always look for a reliable core set of facts to validate historical accounts. In other words, they look for this reliable core. And in this case, liberal and conservative scholars agree that the body of Jesus was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea as a member of the Jewish court that convicted Jesus Christ to death. He's unlikely to be Christian fiction. And when we consider the role of women in the first place, in the first century, Jewish people were very, very clearly oriented to thinking that women were mere chattel. So what's remarkable is that the empty tomb accounts would feature females as heroes of the story, which of course demonstrates that the gospel writers factually recorded what happened, even if they found it culturally embarrassing. One other point, and that is if each of the gospel writers presented secondary details in exactly the same way, critics would dismiss the accounts in the gospel on the basis of collusion. Instead, the Gospels provide unique yet mutually consistent perspectives on the events surrounding the empty tomb. So we can safely conclude that far from being contradictory, the Gospel accounts are clearly complementary. A consensus of credible scholarship considers the core set of facts presented by the Gospel writers to be authentic and thus reliable. And the unique perspectives provided by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John actually preclude the possibility of collusion. In a court of law, someone is considered innocent until proven guilty. Sadly, when it comes to the Bible, people often render a guilty verdict without considering all the evidence. In a future broadcast, we'll look at another of the top 10 reasons why people do not accept Christ in a Christian worldview.